This week on Hyperspace Broadcast, Goku finally starts to fight Frieza, and if you skipped these 10 episodes, don't worry, the fight takes forever. Welcome to Hyperspace Broadcast, a podcast where we discuss our memories of a specific Toonami program before watching it and trying to determine if it's worth revisiting. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eby.
And this week we're talking about Dragon Ball Z episodes 71 through 80. Of the original broadcast, which means...
Yeah.
I realized this like in the last week that technically if you're trying to follow along with, you know... non-broadcast archive footage of the show, it's probably somewhat confusing because we are using the episode numbers of the broadcast version. So as far as the actual, basically the episodes we watched for this week start on episode 86 of the main series, because again...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we started with the ocean dub, which cut a bunch of episodes, so the numbers are all screwed up, basically.
Oh,
so, yeah, sorry about that, listener. Basically, add 15 episodes to the number, and that is where...
So far, and that'll change, probably.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure that after this point, they didn't cut episodes.
I guess that's more of an ocean dub thing.
Yeah, right. But anyway...
We do start with 71, the end of Vegeta, and end on 80, transformed at last.
Yeah, right. Or 86 for that kind of and reference. 95.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we start getting into the episode and talking about the exciting world of Dragon Ball Z and who's fighting who, because it's not who you think it is, I want to talk about the Japanese episode titles real quick, because a lot of them are way better than the American episode titles.
They're just better.
Yeah.
And I think you'll understand in a moment.
I mean, some of them are just silly, and, you know, it's just a result of, the translation most of the time.
Sure.
It's way more amped up.
Well, they always have two titles. It's always, the first thing is an exclamation, and the second thing is, another thing that's either also an exclamation or it's describing something that happened, but that's all the episode title.
Yeah, but...
For example,
episode 75 of the original broadcast, episode 90 of the, more accessible thing, the American title is Bold and Fearless, which is not a bad title... But it's nothing compared to "That was no idle boast, Son Goku, an audacious, wonderful guy."
That's pretty good.
All of these are just so much better. It's amazing. What's another one? Frieza's terrible declaration, "I will defeat you without using my hands," is obviously superior to Frieza's boast.
Yeah.
The incredible destructive force of the Genki Dama, who will survive, as opposed to Power of the Spirit. Come on.
What is Genki Dama?
It's Spirit Bomb.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just better. The Japanese titles are just better. There's really no contest.
Yeah, they're pretty good. A lot better than just the generic... Vegeta dies. Whatever.
Yeah, which, by the way, that one is maybe my favorite of all of these, because, or at least the favorite that I've seen in this narrow selection that I'm looking at, because it is such regret ... Vegeta, pride of the Saiyans, dies, as opposed to the end of Vegeta, which is a Donald Trump tweet title.
Such
regret could easily be at the end of one of that man's tweets.
If he felt regret ever.
This is true. that is a qualifier for this to have ever happened.
So, also, speaking of the Japanese version, a big thing happened recently. The voice actress who plays Goku turned 81 years old. That's not an exaggeration.
Man, that is insane. Like,
it's fucking insane.
Still doing Goku in Dragon Ball Super, yes, as well. Like,
still doing Goku, Gohan, Gotenks, you know, the whole like male Goku family.
And what's insane about it to me is, like, you know, it's funny to imagine voice actors doing like Dragon Ball Z stuff, like yelling while powering up. But
yeah,
it's much funnier when it's an extremely nice looking 81-year-old woman. Like, I want video of that.
Yeah, playing like this example of like masculinity and anger. I mean, like, you know,
yeah,
not to make it a gendered thing or anything. It's just like, it is not what you expect, you know?
Yeah,
it's one of those things where it's like when you see the faces of the Rugrats voice actors and they're like 50-year-olds and you're like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
yeah.
It's really scary, honestly.
So this is kind of a tangent, but like, I used to watch the commentary tracks on the Simpsons DVDs, and probably my favorite one ever was, you know, occasionally they would have the voice actors not on, but like not a lot in the beginning. And eventually they had Nancy Cartwright on, the voice of Bart. And she told this story about how like the public found out where she lived. So there would be like teenagers or whatever that would go to her house, because it's like, oh, Bart Simpson lives in this house. And she was pregnant at the time. So she related a story about one time just screaming out the window in Bart's voice, go away, I'm pregnant, dude. And like, that's
incredible.
Great anecdote. Those are really fun commentaries, by the way, if you have access to that, listener.
Well, I got to check that out. Yeah. Also, Nancy Cartwright, the same birthday as the voice actress who played Goku.
Hey, it's related.
Also, did I say her name? It's Masako Nozawa. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should have said that.
Big props to Masako Nozawa. Been in the industry forever.
Yeah.
That's just incredible. And she's still doing it. Like, I feel like they should just let her retire just because, good God.
I like the idea that they didn't let her retire. Like, Toriyama's like holding the gun to her head. Scream!
Ah!
Oh, man. Yeah, so
Also, she did the dub voice of Doug.
Doug Funny.
For the Japanese dub. So that, you know, from Doug to Goku, that's a range.
That is, in fact, a range. That's ridiculous. Oh, man.
All right, let's get into this shit.
Yeah, well, first we have a new segment, which I think I'm going to call Catching Up with Kai.
Yeah.
I think that's what I want to call it. So, you know, we talked about Dragon Ball Z Kai last episode a bit and how it obviously goes by much, much faster.
Yeah,
but
very abridged.
But, hey, Peter, I think you have this information. Episode 86 of the original series, which is where we started this block. What's going on in Kai on episode 86?
Oh, we're in Cell Saga. In fact, we're deep in Cell Saga.
Yep.
Let's see.
Literally three story arcs ahead of where we are now. Wait,
oh,
four.
Man.
Well, that depends
Cell
on if you count
transformed.
The android, like the separate androids as separate things.
Right.
But.
Well, Cell is already in his final form.
Yeah, perfect Cell.
So there's that. And then if you want to go through to 95, the perfect form breaks down. Explosion, the super iron fist of rage.
All right, so that's probably about the end of Cell Saga, or close anyway.
Yeah, it's Gohan fighting Cell. That's got to be pretty good.
That might be the point where Cell regenerates from like a single molecule, which is a thing that I thought was super awesome. And then
I forgot about that.
And then later in the series, Majin Buu regenerates a hole in his chest caused by a spear being thrown through him. And I was like, that's dumb. I don't like this anymore. And then I stopped watching Dragon Ball Z.
Bye-bye, everyone. This is the only way to save the Earth. These Japanese titles are great.
Yeah. But we should probably talk about what's actually happening in these episodes of Dragon Ball Z,
even though it's not that interesting. Yeah, back to the present, we have a couple really good episodes, and mostly the same.
Yeah, and a lot of really non-existent ones. So
take us through the plot, Doug.
Yeah, so the plot summary, basically, starts off with Frieza just continuing to beat the shit out of Vegeta pretty mercilessly.
Sounds about right.
Includes maybe one of my favorite Frieza lines, which is while punching Vegeta in the back repeatedly, he turns to Piccolo, Krillin, and Gohan, and it says something like, feel free to jump in anytime. Like,
yeah, anytime, boys.
The most intimidating douchebag thing to say.
Menacing line.
Yeah, so that happens.
Also, the narrator. Great narrator line. Boom, instant Saiyan punching bag.
Yeah, by holding Vegeta around the neck with his tail and then punching him
in the
back. And then
punching him in the back.
So basically, Goku really shows up. Vegeta begs Goku to kill Frieza to avenge the Saiyans, who obviously Frieza destroyed. He drops that whole backstory again.
Right,
and
before he dies.
Yeah, and then Vegeta dies, and Goku buries him. And
oh yeah, I forgot he bothers to bury him.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
hang
it's
on,
great.
Guys. In the middle of like everyone staring at each other, about to fight.
Yeah. So then we have the real centerpiece of Dragon Ball Z, which is Goku fighting Frieza, and
oh yeah, it begins.
That is literally everything else in here is Goku fighting Frieza, pretty much. So I guess like some interesting details of that are worth knowing is that basically at one point Goku realizes Frieza can't sense his power. And Frieza is fighting Goku initially, like holding back because of course, you know, he's so strong. And then he goes up to 50% and starts kicking Goku's ass.
So yeah, Frieza beats the crap out of Goku, like right, just immediately just kind of turns around and is like, oh no, wait. Frieza's way stronger.
Yeah, and of course, from like a pretty evenly matched fight to Frieza just destroying Goku easily.
The point where like Goku's worried, and Goku's not a character who worries.
It's yeah, that's
like,
true.
Oh God,
there's a whole lot of Goku being like, I have to beat you. You can't win, etc. Like I'll keep fighting
also,
no matter what.
I recall there's a moment where he's just like, oh geez, like I underestimated him.
Yeah, right. So eventually this leads to Goku using his ultimate attack, the Spirit Bomb.
Yeah.
Leading to an episode that we'll talk about later. During Goku charging the Spirit Bomb, Piccolo distracts Frieza, and eventually Goku throws the Spirit Bomb.
Yeah,
and
what is kind of the smallest waiting for Goku that still takes a while.
Yeah, like an episode.
We wait for Goku to charge up this bomb that takes the energy of everything in the universe.
Or everything in the Namek solar system. So we have just constant shots of, you know, weird alien life on other planets, like radiating little particles.
Yeah,
that
different landscapes on Namek doing it.
Yeah.
And then they show the same shots again on the next episode. And it's like this whole 5-minute montage of
it
energy
is,
slowly
oh,
flowing.
Oh, man,
it's
it like, is pretty obnoxious. But
yeah.
Yeah, so Goku throws the Spirit Bomb, and it's pretty heavily implied that Frieza is killed by it. We have about half an episode of the show basically being like, yeah, Frieza's dead, everything's fine. We have multiple points where the characters all break out into laughter.
Yeah, I really liked how they handled this, too. Like, it really does seem like they did it.
Yeah, right. And I've talked about this before. I think I talked about it last week. But as a kid, I honestly thought there was a possibility that they couldn't win against Frieza. I think this episode's basically why. Because you have half an episode of Frieza's dead, for sure. King Kai thinks he's dead. Like, everyone's sure that Frieza's gone. No.
Characters are rejoicing. Characters like happily rejoicing and feeling relieved, like, oh, we did it. I can't believe it. Oh, I'm so weak and this is crazy. And then just comes right back. And not only does it come back, but he is pissed that they pulled this little spirit bomb scheme on him. And he just fucking kills two characters.
Yeah, so he just kills Piccolo and then explodes Krillin in insane scene that I will never forget. Like,
Same here.
The stuff about Dragon Ball Z that I will always be in my head, that is one of the things.
Absolutely.
Him
it's,
just
it's such a
pointing
crazy
at Krillin,
like,
and well, I guess it doesn't even really make sense. He just, like,
points
at him
at
and telekinetically lifts him into the air, and then Krillin explodes.
Like, yeah, yeah. He points at him, shoots like a sparkle at his chest, and he's like, whoa, can't hold him. Throws him up in the air, and then he does this thing where he slowly closes his open fist, and when he closes his fist, Krillin fucking explodes. And, like, not, like, explodes, leaving a body. No, he's gone.
No, he just blows like, apart into nothing.
Fucking vaporized.
Like, it's insane.
It's insane.
And, you know, this basically tips Goku off into becoming a Super Saiyan, which he does at the very end of the episode, which is pretty cool.
Which is awesome. And that's all in one episode, which was unbelievable to me. Like, I didn't remember it all happening at once.
Same.
But
filler news...
Oh, God.
We've got the Ginyu Force showing up on King Kai's planet and fighting Tien, Yamcha, and Chaozu, which is about as entertaining as you'd expect, which
it's,
is to say
okay.
that it's, like,
it's little,
vaguely entertaining, but kind of annoying.
It's a cut above Bulma filler.
You know, yeah. Like, the other thing is that Bulma befriends the Captain Ginyu Frog.
That's true.
There's a
that's
point...
That's better than most Bulma filler, too.
Yeah, it
to
is.
Be honest.
Like, there's a point where she builds the Captain Ginyu Frog a little voice box. The Ginyu Frog uses the voice box to use his body change ability with Bulma. And then Ginyu's in Bulma's body watching the Goku Frieza fight with Piccolo, Gohan, and Krillin, which is
pretty
hilarious.
That was pretty good. Because you just can't hold back from cheering for Frieza. And they're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and Ginyu's doing a terrible Bulma impression, but they're just like, oh, well, nothing weird here. Like,
it's cartoonish how long it takes for them to figure it out.
Yeah, it's great. And then also there's some more filler with, like, Chi-Chi and characters back on Earth using the second spaceship go to Namek as, like, backup, which is also
Z-Squad
fairly...
of...
the Z-Squad.
Yajirobe and Puar.
The
and...
AA-Squad, like, even past the bottom of the alphabet.
Yeah,
that's how meaningless they are. But it's still pretty funny because, yeah, you have, like, Puar in a spacesuit with a little patch that says Puar.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm charmed by that stuff. It's stupid, but it's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's it. Again, like...
That is the block.
These blocks are minimal plot stuff because it's just Frieza and Goku fighting. But hey, at least we got Super Saiyan already.
Yeah. I was surprised it came this early, actually.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
maybe five episodes later?
Yeah, right. And to be fair, we overestimated exactly how many episodes are fighting Frieza, because the Garlic Jr. saga starts around, I think, episode 95, somewhere in there, of the original broadcast, so like episode 110 or whatever of
I'd assume
the more
it was
accessible
100
version.
Before, so.
Yeah, right. So it's like 26 episodes of Frieza fighting Goku, which is still insane, but not
still
quite as
Cowboy
insane
Bebop.
As 30.
God.
So I guess let's talk about our favorite episodes. Like, you know, as frequently is the case nowadays, I was about to say it's not an easy decision. It is an easy decision with this block because
there are
two episodes that are really good. And they bookend the block. And the first one is the end of Vegeta. Like, you know, I mean, we talked about it already. Vegeta gets the crap kicked out of him and dies, begging Goku to avenge the Saiyans. And, like, laughing because Goku's a Super Saiyan, he thinks.
Yeah, right. And it's like, the only character development you get for Vegeta in a character who, you know, like, it seems like the really only, like, kind of... sign of character movement is when he's like right before death and telling someone something.
Yeah.
Otherwise he keeps so much to himself and is such like a selfish asshole.
I like, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I've complained about Dragon Ball Z for doing is basically overstaying its welcome. Especially with any kind of like emotionally interesting scene. This scene actually really worked for me. Like it didn't take too long. Well, okay, it took a little too long, but, you know, it wasn't Piccolo fusing with Nail while lights flash for 3 minutes or whatever. Like, it worked in a way because, you know, it is such a prideful character being brought to the point where he's begging someone who, you know, he previously decried as, like, trash to avenge him. Like, there's something about There's something about the Vegeta-Goku relationship that I really appreciate in Dragon Ball Z.
Well, that's the point where it really starts, or where it really, like, reveals itself. Like,
yeah, right.
It's kind of all mental until then.
And it's not exactly fucking Romeo and Mercutio, but it's, you know, it's for this, it's a pretty good relationship that's, you know, sure, fun to watch. And having this moment is cool.
That'd make a great Romeo and Juliet parody.
Goku and Chi-Chi.
Yeah, Vegeta really wants to go out with Chi-Chi.
No, Mercutio was Romeo's friend.
I don't know. Look, shut up. All right, nerd.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about a better episode.
Yeah, yeah. What was your favorite?
Now, I love that episode. And I'd say my favorite episode is episode 80, the final episode of the Black, like we said, Transformed at Last. This episode has everything. This episode has so many important moments to DBZ, so many incredibly memorable moments, like stuff that you could ask any fan of DBZ what they remember. They're going to point to moments in this episode.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about it like that, but you're totally right. Like, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah, you got Krillin being shot up in the air and exploded. You've got a spirit bomb landing, hitting the ground with the biggest, like, stupid twist, where it totally leads into thinking they've won.
Yeah, and also,
they break into laughter like 3 times in 5 minutes. Like, ah, we did it. Yay, we did it.
What?
And then Frieza just comes back and fucking kills people. Then Goku transforms into a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's everything.
It's like a legendary episode.
And it's also, you know, it has like, I'm pretty sure this shows the impact of the Spirit Bomb too, where they cut to a shot of the planet with this giant explosion. Like, that's so Dragon Ball Z to me. And yeah, like, I don't know, this is the episode where Frieza seemed unbeatable, as I said earlier. Yeah. Like, it was like, oh my god, he's still not dead. What are they gonna do?
Too, because it does not end with like Goku suddenly kicking Frieza's ass. Like, it just ends with like Goku transforms, shit's about to happen, Gohan, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, right.
That's it. So it's like, because I feel like it would be a little disappointing if immediately it was like, oh, Goku now kicks Frieza's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it'd be great if they're just like matched off perfectly. But man, like, the transformation sequence is just like so memorable to me too. Just like being like, okay, what's this Super Saiyan thing about? And then you see him like charge up in anger and like just start flashing, and it flashes like lightning, and you see like his hair flash yellow, and it's like he's starting to change his aura and stuff.
Yeah, and his eyes flash. It just kind of teases you with it.
Yeah, yeah. And then immediately just like bam, and it's like, oh man.
Yeah, and again, shit is on. And again, like, I remember that transformation sequence distinctly. You know, this I think you're right. I think this is probably the episode of Dragon Ball Z I remember the most clearly. Like, I didn't remember the giant mislead. Like, while watching this episode, I was like, man, this is the Red Wedding of Dragon Ball Z. This is, hey, everything's fun, everything's great, everything's good. Haha, fuck you.
Yeah.
These characters are dead now. Like, it's so, oh man, I don't know. Like, I wish that I could
the
be.
The green wedding.
Yeah. The big green wedding, I think you mean.
Yeah.
No, like, it's an episode that made me wish that I could be a kid and watch it for the first time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, knowing that Frieza comes back, obviously it has less of an impact. But still, like, I don't know. It was really nostalgic to watch. Like, that's really,
I tell you what,
it comes
down
to.
Even if ultimately, looking back on the show, we're like, fuck it, it's not worth their time. Like, that's an episode I'm going to point to be like, watch that again. Like, that is, like, the ultimate revisit of revisits.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, I'm sure that that episode survives Kai in its entirety, like.
Right. I mean, maybe it still has, like, some filler subplot. Like, it's got, like, the end of
yeah,
the Ginyu Force
stuff. Yeah, it has some Ginyu Force stuff. But I'm sure that they still, like, managed to make it work pretty well.
Yeah, that's not one you can cut much out of.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, what about your least favorite?
Oh. So, least favorite, it was a little hard to choose a least favorite. There's one that I really didn't like, but technically you had already picked it, and I wanted to pick something else.
Yeah, and there's really one standout shitty episode in this block. Like,
that's true. That's
there
true.
Isn't really a second that even is close. But
this one's pretty bad. episode 74, Frieza's boast. You want to know what Frieza's boast is? Frieza's boast is about Frieza boasting that he can beat Goku with his hands tied behind his back, or just not using his hands. It's basically based off of a schoolyard insult.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
yeah.
then they just fight. And yeah, he can kick his ass with his hands tied behind his back.
Or he can at least fight him matched with his without using his hands, for the most part.
And then, like, most of it is actually filler. And, like, to be fair, it's, like, the beginning of the Bulma Guinea filler, which is kind of entertaining. But it's just, like, it's not great.
Yeah.
The one thing I do remember, another weirdly distinct moment that's just etched in my memory, is Goku's grappled by Frieza's tail.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, choking. And Goku's just like, no, fuck it, I'm going to bite you. And he bites him, and it's, like, completely super effective, to the point where, like, Frieza's, like, cartoonishly blowing on the bite. Like, oh, God. Oh.
I forgot the on the bite part, but that is, like, hilarious.
I think I actually used that move on my brother once.
You bit his tail.
He was like, give me a headlock, so I bit his arm.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah, that works.
Fucking learning from Dragon Ball Z. Yeah,
yeah, all the right messages.
It's not a great episode. I do think that the scenes of Goku fighting Frieza are, like, kind of neat, just because Frieza's, you know, fighting entirely with his feet and tail.
Yeah, that is actually unique.
But it is very much an episode based on a schoolyard insult. Like, that's what it comes down to. Now, I think, I'm not sure if this is the episode, but there is one where Frieza is pretty immediately thrashing Goku. I think it's right after he powers up, actually.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where Goku's, like, out of breath, huffing and puffing on the ground, and Frieza's just whacking his tail against the ground in front of Goku's face to blow dust in his face. And it's like, again, just one of those things that's just a perfect little detail in...
Yeah, one of those perfect moments of Frieza being just a shitty villain.
Just like, yeah, just being a prick.
Shitty, I mean...
Like,
yeah,
exactly.
A prick.
Like, that's why I love Frieza. He's just a prick.
Yeah.
A prick who can back it up.
So what was your least favorite?
Yeah, so...
I know
your least favorite as well. Your real least favorite is the episode Keep the Chance Alive... Which is the episode we talked about a little bit earlier, which is just Goku forming a spirit bomb for an entire episode while and Frieza doesn't know what's happening. He's just standing there for most of the episode. That's the worst part of it. Like,
that's so good.
And there's this point where he's just like starts punching Goku and Goku's like stumbling back and it keeps doing this thing where Goku will get hit and it'll be like, and then he'll like raise his hands into the air for the spirit bomb again and then start laughing. That happens at least twice. Meanwhile, you've got the fucking peanut gallery of Krillin, Piccolo, and Gohan all standing off watching all this happen. And they're just looking at the spirit bomb in the sky like, oh my God, it's so enormous. Like, whoa, this is crazy. Oh my God, it's terrible.
The amount of time spent in this episode that is just Frieza staring at Goku being like, the fuck are you doing? It's crazy. Yeah. Like, Goku just has his arms in the air just standing there. And she's like, whatever.
Yeah, Frieza.
Frieza's just like, what are you doing? Like, are you stretching? Like, this is stupid.
Which is funny the first time, but... Frieza doesn't fight Goku at all. Like, he doesn't realize what's going on until about 18 minutes into this episode.
Yeah.
18 minutes of a 22-minute long episode.
He sees the reflection of it in the water, and it's like, of the spirit bomb, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not the sun. Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh no, it's this giant ball of energy. What are you doing? And then he starts beating him up, so Piccolo decides to jump in and, you know, fight Frieza, but obviously he can't because Frieza's so much stronger than him, so Frieza's just kind of kicking the shit out of him.
And you know what? For being a shitty episode, it has lots of little fun little moments, and like mostly for the wrong reason. Like, things that I like about it that are pretty much all for the wrong reason.
Yeah, sure.
Just like that, like Frieza just staring at Goku being like, what? And then also in the subplot, Guinea Force shows up on King Kai's planet. And all they do is just, like, insult them, and then they just blow up some furniture.
I forgot
they're like,
all right, that.
You know what would be pretty fun? Like, Birder just, like, shoots a laser at a chair and explodes.
Yeah, it's like,
and everyone's
we gotta test our power on this planet. And then he shoots a chair and blows it up, and it cuts to a shot of Tien and Yamcha freaking out as though that's, like, the most powerful thing they've ever seen done. He's just blown up a chair. Like, break a chair.
You've seen furniture be destroyed. You've seen people shoot lasers. What are you being shocked by? Is it exceptionally strong furniture, perhaps?
Yeah, and they like try to play it off. I think the intention is, they're just astounded that someone could be so disrespectful towards
so
King Kai. But it is insane the way it's framed. Just looks wrong. It's so ridiculous.
I also like that they just can't handle how rude they are.
Yeah, right. And it's also
their monocles fall out.
Yeah, whoa. Basically, their hats blow off their heads. Oh my god. Blowing up chairs?
My toupee.
Why I never. You know what? The other interesting thing about this episode is we've talked about how Ray Coombe kind of sounds like someone doing a bad Stallone. I feel he's doing a bad Schwarzenegger in these episodes.
Yeah, I can see
like,
that.
Like, it's morphed into a bad Schwarzenegger. Yeah, the other thing about this episode that's pretty... this is just me being a nerd stupidly. There's this point where Bulma is talking to the Ginyu Frog, who she's basically held captive at this point.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how Goku is so cool and how as a kid he never lost anything. Which, you know,
for the most part is correct.
I'm a nitpicky nerd, but like that's just not right.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm sorry.
He didn't win the first tournament.
Or the second one. Like, of the three... I mean, they use footage from him fighting Tien, a fight that he loses.
That's true.
Like, fuck you, get it right, Bulma. What you should have said is Goku won almost every battle except for a couple of times to show that he's not unbeatable.
She
wasn't obviously, this is a stupid complaint for me to be making. Didn't win against Jackie Chun, which is obviously Master Roshi in disguise. I can't wait to watch Dragon Ball, by the way. I'm sure it'll be about as insufferable as this, but...
For different reasons.
Yeah.
Just like what the Ginyu Force did with that furniture, we have to go on a break.
You don't get it, do you? Then you put it in plain English. Frieza is indestructible!
Dragon Ball Z will be back in a moment.
Hey there, listener. If you're a fan of the podcast, why not subscribe on iTunes? And if you're a big fan, consider leaving us a review. If you would like to interact with us more directly, we can be found at facebook.com/HBpod and Twitter @HBpod. If you are like me and are not sure what to talk to people about, consider leaving us an over-under bet based on Dragon Ball Z, the series that we're currently watching. For example, how many episodes after Frieza declares that there are 5 minutes left before Namek explodes, before it actually explodes. I may have done this one already. At any rate, we'll try to guess, and that will help determine what series we watch next. Our next episode will be up on November 8th. And we will be back to Dragon Ball Z in just a moment.
A little Super Saiyan. You should know better than to oppose Vegeta.
Dragon Ball Z now continues.
Unlike King Kai's IKEA furniture, we're back. And yeah, right. It's a real solid one. And we are...
I set him up, you knock him down.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on this block, Peter?
I would say this is a better block than the other two, the previous two we've watched. Not saying too much there, but it does lack in consistency. It basically contains some of the best episodes of DBZ, two of them, and they're the beginning and the end. It's just bookended. The stuff in between is still the same standard DBZ stuff, the same DBZ problems.
<It's> like pretty much, yeah.
G-rated badass shit talking. Is great. Frieza remains an entertaining villain. Sure. Like that, you know, I'm always going to call him a she for some reason.
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Frieza still just kicks ass and is just such a piece of shit. But ultimately, it does come down to more of the same, you know?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, like, you know, talking about this part of Dragon Ball Z, like, you know, I know that I've said this already, like, several times, but that it just takes too fucking long. Like,
yeah,
I like a lot of the individual stuff that's going on here, but it overstays its welcome pretty much every time. Like, the reason that the two episodes that are good in here are good is because they don't do that. Like, they actually feel appropriately paced out.
And you know, I hate to sound like a broken record with that shit, but
yeah, right. Me too.
If you watched along with us, I think you understand. Like, well, you know, it takes long time
and
to do anything.
It's interesting, actually. I'm just thinking about this now. Like, I've read a lot of criticism of, like, Netflix's Marvel series and just in general Netflix shows and how they're structured in such a way that it's basically like a long movie instead of individual TV shows. And that's not always true, of course, but it is true with some of them. Like, that's what Dragon Ball Z is. It's just stretched over a much longer period, basically. And that's one of my big problems with it is, like, individual episodes are so inconsequential that when you have one that has a big moment in it or has something of consequence, like Vegeta dying or, you know, Goku becoming a Super Saiyan, Frieza supposedly being killed, it stands out a lot.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just, you know, fucking like a 10-hour storyline chopped into 20 individual bits. And so watching through it is a slug because it shouldn't be 10 hours long. And the individual episodes aren't structured, you know, discreetly enough to feel
definitely not
individually meaningful. Like,
yeah, it does just kind of feel like someone chopped out, you know, 20 minutes of a movie, of a very long movie, and it's just like, okay, watch this, and it's like, but there's no beginning, middle, and end. Like, it just goes.
And it's like, and it's not even that it needs a beginning, middle, and well, I mean, that would be really helpful, but like, the thing that I'm saying is, you know, we've said this, but the episodes blur together because it's all just one thing. Like,
that's why it's so hard to pick a worst episode.
Exactly, because it's just the same shit. Like, you know, without the specific event episodes, it's all just Frieza fights Goku. And
yeah, my least favorite episode was based off of Frieza insulting Goku. Like, that's what happened in that episode.
Yeah, right.
There was more plot development in the filler.
Oh God, that's true. Yeah, no, yeah. I think that's really the problem with this show. It's like the precursor to the Netflix binge model of not really giving a shit to make things individually purposeful.
Yeah.
Under the assumption that, well, they're just going to watch all of it anyway. Which, to be fair, makes it a show that's extremely easy to watch for this podcast because 10 episodes doesn't feel like that much, you know, because so little happens. But at the same time, like, it makes the show fairly unenjoyable, really. Like, it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still enjoying it as just a nostalgia trip.
Sure. So am I. But I don't think it's a good show.
No. No, I wouldn't. You know, at this point, I would not recommend it if it, like, drastically became different. Unless it drastically becomes different, I think my opinion's probably going to stay the same, too.
Yeah, and but the thing is,
as a whole, this... Well, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, like, I mean, I don't want to just repeat myself constantly through these Dragon Ball Z episodes, but I was talking to you earlier about Tenchi Universe, so I guess that's another fucking strike on the bingo card for this episode, where, like, Tenchi Universe is not a good show. It is a show that I found insufferable to watch. However, when I think about it, I have fond memories somehow because there were a lot of individual things in the episodes that I thought were fun and, like, funny. You know, moments like Ryoko and Ryooki getting drunk or Ryoko playing a fighting game where one of the characters is her and one of the characters is clearly Ayaka before Ayaka is introduced. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, that kind of stuff is really fun to me, and but the show as a whole doesn't work very well because it just individual episodes feel meaningless, and a lot of the time there's just not much going on. Dragon Ball Z is much the same way, and like, yeah. I understand watching it why I look back on it so fondly, but it is kind of miserable to actually watch again. Like,
yeah.
Like,
especially as an adult.
Oh, sure. Like, I get why I loved it, because it's shit like Frieza coming back. That's yeah. why I loved it. But, you know, and even like Bulma turning into a Ginyu for an episode. Like, that's stuff that when we're finished watching this, the next series that we watch that's insufferable, I'll be like, man, it makes me miss Dragon Ball Z because of this and this.
Right.
But I don't actually miss Dragon Ball Z because it's kind of shitty. Sorry, I totally cut you off, though. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I'd say just for the block as a whole, you know, I'd say it's your standard slog of a DBZ block, but it has two unforgettable episodes.
Yeah, sure.
So in that sense, it gets a pass from me.
Yeah, and this is also just a thing that's kind of like it's a problem with latter DBZ arcs. Like, the big arc villains have this problem a lot more than like uh-huh. I don't think the android fights are going to be nearly as insufferable as this stuff.
No.
Because they just take less time and there's more stuff happening.
Yeah, the lead up's always a bit more breezy and a bit more adventuresome and maybe a bit more full of filler, but
yeah, sure, it's but like
more of a variety.
Exactly,
than just
like
people beating on each other.
I enjoyed the early Namek episodes way more than this stuff, just because it was like adventure. It wasn't just people
actually,
punching
I'm excited
each
for,
other.
I'm excited for some of the early android stuff too.
Yeah, me too. I'm curious about it, but you know, again, that's in the future. You know what I'm curious about, which we'll be getting to pretty soon, is the Garlic Jr. saga.
Yeah, I never saw it as a kid.
Neither did I. And I was really excited for it because Garlic Jr., like, I love Dead Zone for some reason. So
yeah,
I was like, oh, gotta watch that Garlic Jr. saga. And then just like every other Toonami event I was excited about, I never saw it. Just like fucking Endless Waltz and The Intruder and, you know, whatever else.
I love Garlic Jr. because he looks like the little goblins from Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, of course.
Toriyama drew him.
Yeah, right.
But that's pretty much why I like him. And also, he reminds me of Pilaf.
Well, yeah, because he looks identical.
Yeah, he's just also a lovely character.
Yeah. At any rate, we should probably get to the bet.
Yeah, what's going on with the bet? Well,
you
looks
won
like one
with
person
one
said darn. Yeah. Got lucky. I kind of lost track, too, partway through.
Yeah, but I'm certain that darn was only said once. I was paying attention, personally.
By Tien, I believe, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Tien. By the way, Tien's voice actor in this dub, not good.
Yeah, it's a problem. Like,
sorry, but he's not.
Oh, man. What do we go with next, then? So what if we counted the shots in which we see Namekian wildlife, besides actual Namekians?
Yeah, sure. I'm on board with this. Do shots of Namekian wildlife on other planets in the system count, or just on Namek itself?
Let's just go with Namek.
Okay. I'll pick first, I guess.
This is so difficult it's just completely random. Like,
yeah,
I'm just gonna
say zero. I think there's a good chance that we won't see any.
That's a bold bet. I'll go with two.
Well, okay, the Ginyu frog doesn't count, right?
Yeah, Ginyu frog does not count.
Okay, good.
I want to say frogs
we'll
don't
see
count.
Him.
I just want, like, the background shit.
Yeah, all right. So, like, fish.
Fish, dinosaurs, pterodactyls.
Weird sea serpents.
Yeah.
Indescribable things.
Not frogs, because, like, we're going to get some more Ginyu frog for sure.
Well,
and we might get, like, the female Ginyu frog that chases after him that he's all embarrassed about.
I don't think that comes up again, but it might. Oh, man. So, before we go, do you want to talk about when we went to Chinatown and you bought that Master Roshi action figure?
Yeah.
So,
just on a whim,
so
I went. We went to this store in Chinatown in Chicago, I believe, with our friend Josh, and they had a bunch of a bunch of Dragon Ball Z like mini figurines in the background. Yeah, probably capsule toys.
Yeah, something like that. And I only bring it up because they had one of the female frog. I'm pretty sure
they did.
Yeah, I think so. I've definitely seen that somewhere.
Awesome. That is a deep cut.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, cool, I'll buy one of these. And I bought one of Master Roshi, and then when I got it, it was immediately broken.
Yeah, but it was like Master Roshi on the back of the turtle, like from his first appearance in Dragon Ball. And it was insane to me because I thought you knew it was broken because it was like broken on the shelf, and the dude just sold it to you.
Of course,
and
yeah.
And you fucking take it and immediately are like, oh, great.
Roshi's legs come off. So now, man. I got the turtle who's just got legs sprouting out of him that lead to nowhere. And then I've just got this legless, sad Roshi.
Yeah. Who's kind of sad. He's still giving the peace sign.
No, he's actually quite happy. Yeah.
He's doing good.
He's content with his lot in
life. He's living life.
But I can at least like spin him around in his shell like a Ninja Turtle. So I remember I just mess with that while losing at Magic the Gathering.
Man, that right there needs to be one of those kind of obnoxious pop culture crossover t-shirts, is like the Ninja Turtles with Goku and Krillin and Roshi in their shells.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that would be pretty much perfect. Anyway.
I hate those shirts.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of
them. It's Star Wars and Doctor Who. Look at the crossed over on this t-shirt design, and it's all based on around a pun.
Boy, okay, so great. we got ourselves what this episode? A legless Master Roshi. Dragon Ball Z Kai is three arcs ahead of this by this point. Vegeta dies crying.
Goku's voice actress will never be set free from her eternal Toriyama curse. She must consistently play the voice of Gohan and every ancestor of Gohan and Goku, whatever.
Yeah, and on the obviously very sad day when she passes, her daughter will take up the mantle.
Yeah, it skips a generation. It'll go to her granddaughter.
Yeah,
it's like Teen Wolf.
That's not how Teen Wolf works, but
it is how Teen Wolf works.
No, it's not. I was gonna say it's like Batman. You pass down the mantle. It's like Bruce Wayne's too old now.
Yeah, yeah.
Terry McGinnis is Batman.
Masako Beyond.
Anyway, this has been a Hyperspace Broadcast. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eady.
And be sure to revisit us next week as we tackle Dragon Ball Z episodes. Oh my god, 81 through 90.
Yeah.
Or
of our estimation, or
96 through 115. Wait,
yeah, yeah,
105.
Oh man, try not to get thrown in the air and explode because it looks pretty painful.
Yeah, you know they cut like a brief thing of Krillin expanding before he explodes.
I did because I was like. Lauren was like, oh, is this the episode where Krillin explodes? I need to see this because I've just seen this scene. And she's like, oh, they cut out that part. He looks really crazy before he explodes.
Yeah.
Like he's a villain.
Some acknowledgements. Bumpers were taken from the video Toonami Dragon Ball Z Complete Bumper Collection 1999 through 2000, uploaded by YouTube user RetroCCN. Thanks a lot, RetroCCN. Opening and closing music is Vapor Diving by Anatech, off the album Anatech Instrumentals Volume 6. You can find more of their music on SoundCloud, and you probably should if you enjoy what you're hearing right now. Not my voice, but the music under it. Rights were secured through Jamendo.